Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show with your captain, Eddie Gantz, with First Mate Joe Carlisle and Samir at the wheel. And here's your host, Eddie Gantz.
Are we ready?
Go ahead.
Joey!
Oh, it's a little loud now. All right.
It's a little loud there.
Yeah, you're screaming. All right, it's all right.
What's going on?
It's
long
been
time,
a while, huh?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been a long time, folks. But we are back. And as promised, we are going to feature brand new albums by Joseph Williams, which I personally love, let me tell you. I heard a couple of songs on there that blow me away. Unbelievable. And the Steve Lukather album, which is excellent, too. They're both great.
Yeah, they seem to have been released at the exact same time. I think they might even be on the same label. Did you notice that or no?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I think there's actually a double version where both the albums are released together. So it's
That's kind of
interesting. And there's a lot of guys that kind of mix and match on the album, too. A lot of players. I think Jeff Babko is on both.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Landau is only on Joseph Williams because I guess Lukather doesn't need a guitar player.
Right. Well, yeah, that's true.
Lee Sklar as well, I noticed, and Nathan East and Simon Phillips. And Greg Bissonette is on Lukather's, right, as the drummer?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, a lot of great heavy hitters. And, you know, the L.A. crowd.
Yeah.
And who says no to Lukather, right?
Of course. I personally, from the Joseph Williams album, I personally love Remember Her. It was written by Joe and Paul Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And it's percussion, Lenny Castro, guitars, Mike Landau, Steve Lukather's on it, of course.
Yeah.
Oscar Bugarin. Don't know who he is.
Yeah, don't either.
Drums and bass program. It's all a lot of programming.
Yeah.
Pianos, right? A lot of piano synths, vocal. But let me tell you, this song is incredible.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
I love the guitar thing that goes. It's like a guitar, not a solo, but it's like a little like interlude type of thing. You know what I mean, Joe?
Okay.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. So we're going to start off with that one.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And let's get into it. Let's dive into this. As I promised the listeners, we would review these albums, and I'm really, really, so far I'm leaning more towards the Joseph, not only because he's a singer, obviously, you know.
Sure. Does Lukather does not sing on his album?
Oh, he does. He does.
Yeah, but I love him as a singer, too.
He's great. But, I mean, there's the vocals on the Joseph Williams, wow.
I'm sure.
He really outdid himself. So let's get started.
Yeah, let's hear that.
Let's feature Remember Her from the Joseph Williams album, Denizen Tenant. What does denizen mean, tenant? Denizen tenant. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, I think denizen is like a slum. Like it has something to do with...
Oh, really?
Right? Denizen is almost like a... Isn't it a slur, Samir? It's like kind of like a...
Denizen tenant. Yeah, interesting.
It's escaping me completely, but I'll look it up in the break.
All right, here we go.
Second chance, her life's a sign.
I love that guitar thing there.
Yeah, I don't know who it is. There's three guys playing on that.
Yeah. It sounds like Steve to me.
Probably, but Landau has a similar sound too.
That's
Landau might have a little bit more jazz language interjected into his playing. Or maybe even like bluesy these days. Mm-hmm. But he could do it all too. I mean, Lukather could do it. They're all buddies, you know. I'm surprised why there had to be two. I guess somebody wasn't available. Why there had to be two. Yeah. There's three, actually. I said there's three guitar players.
Yeah, the other guy, I don't know who he is.
Yeah. So Denizen, actually, I was thinking Den of Iniquity. I guess Den is short for Denizen because it's just a dwelling. It's a place of occupancy.
Uh-huh.
Denizen. So Denizen Tenant is just an oxymoron. If you know anybody knows what oxymoronic means, it's just repeating the same thing. So it's like saying Denizen Tenant is like saying a person who occupies a place and a person who occupies a place. So, Denizen and Tenant are they're synonymous.
Yeah. I love
it. So the grammar lesson is ending for today. So let's move on to the next Joseph Williams song. I'm looking at a picture of Joseph Williams. He looks just like his father these days.
Really?
Yeah, he's a little older.
Oh, you're right.
His dad had that goatee forever.
That's
I don't know anybody who doesn't know. The great film composer.
John Williams.
John Williams is Joseph Williams' dad.
That's right.
You know, it's a great pedigree there where he came from.
And he's still kicking.
Yes. And still making great stuff.
Absolutely.
Anytime Spielberg does something, he's the guy he calls.
That's right.
I wonder who he's going to call after that, when he passes. Who Spielberg is going to call to do his scores?
Maybe Ghostbusters.
Ray Parker Jr. to take the place of John Williams.
Dun, 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 dun.
We'll see. I'm sorry, what were you going to say? I cut you off three times.
Yeah, I know. Well, what I was going to say is that is my favorite song. That's the number one favorite for me off of the Joseph Williams album. That Remember Her is phenomenal. Genius. Then, I love the Beatles remake. Really nice,
there's another one.
Done.
I think Lukather did a Beatles remake. I mean, he'd have to because I believe Ringo Starr is on one of the tunes playing tambourine or something.
Run to Me? No, that's not a remake. He's his
part-time employer, you know. Because Lukather tours with Ringo Starr.
That's right. The All-Star.
Right, it is the All-Star.
The All-Star Band. So here's another one
There's no Lennon McCartney. I thought it was a Lennon McCartney on the Lukather album, too. I guess I'm mixing them up. That's how close they are.
No.
I can't remember who's on what. So, yeah, what's the next one? You're going to do the Beatles?
Yeah, we're going to feature this one. I love this. Love what they did. Vocally, it's really nice. Very sweet. Tremendous harmonies on this. It's a beautiful song. It really lends itself to that, you know. Talking about if I fell in love with you, da 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 da, tell me understand. What a great song. And they did a great job. Lukather is on this. And let's check it out.
Go ahead.
If I Fell, featuring Steve Lukather off of the Denizen Tenant Joseph Williams album.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my trust in you, I'll be
I fell in love with you. What a beauty, eh? That was really nice. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Not very yacht rock, but it's all right.
Nah, it's not yachty at all. You know? But that was nice. Steve Lukather playing the nylon guitar on that. You know? They also did a cover you just mentioned. They did a cover of the Peter Gabriel's Don't Give Up.
Which I love the original, but you said you weren't too crazy about this one.
Honestly, it doesn't knock me out. No, it does nothing for me.
Do you like the original?
Oh, I love the original.
Yeah, with Kate Bush. I mean,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to top that, man. You know?
Absolutely. That's why some covers are... at the risk of having some of these guys be mad at us, I always say, you know, some things are not necessary.
And you know what? On this
don't
one...
Don't do it.
I agree with you. That one, for me, it just... Nah, they missed the mark. Yeah. But here's the third one off of the. It's three songs that I love off of this album, and that's what we're doing. So we're going to review these three out of all the two and the four. Listen, all the songs are great, but I'm just telling you which ones I feel are slamming. Black Dahlia.
Yeah.
This is phenomenal. And
great
on the drums.
Personnel.
Great personnel. Look at that. Drums. Barbara Gruska. She's a drummer.
Yeah, the Gruska family's all over this. I think there's another Gruska somewhere on here, too.
Well, Joe and Jay wrote it. Jay Gruska and Joe wrote the song.
Yeah, but there's another, the female Gruska.
Might be the
daughter or something, doing something. Maybe she wrote something. But Nathan East, great on bass.
Excellent.
A Toto appearance, David Page on Hammond.
Yeah.
And then Jay Gruska, Mike Landau, which, you know, I love Mike Landau.
Sure.
You know, Mike Landau was on, what was he on that we used to like early on? Oh, no, you know, I'm thinking of? He is on something early, and I'll try to remember it, but I'm thinking of Robin Ford, who was on Mirage a Trois, Yellow Jackets.
Mm.
That's an early appearance for Robin Ford.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking Mike Landau's on something super early that we dig to. I'll figure it out. I was thinking of something else.
Hmm.
But go ahead. Yeah, Black Dahlia with all that great personnel. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, so this song, this is another one that really blows me away. Black Dahlia, the vocals on this are phenomenal. You really, 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 I dig this. You got to check this out, Joe.
Go ahead.
All right. So without any further, here it is, folks. Black Dahlia.
Now I can see you and I agree.
excellent. Love that. Yeah, excellent. The vocals are slamming.
Quite an expose of that album you gave Joe Williams, huh?
Yes, yes. Definitely. Yeah, Joe, that's a slamming one. I love that one. Yep, definitely. I feel it's stronger than Lukather's album, but hey, you know, that's my opinion. All right.
Okay.
So we're moving on, folks.
we'll show you the less impactful Lukather album.
No,
which can't be true.
That's not true.
Come on.
No, that's not true.
I don't know what you mean, but.
Nah, I mean that Joseph Williams is more commercial, if you will, maybe.
Again, I think they did them at the same time in the same studio. I think it was really just a.
Yeah.
They should have just did it as a duet, but then it would have been a Toto album.
Yeah, true. So we're moving on, folks. This is the Steve Lukather album. This is the, it's called I Found the Sun, is it?
I Found the Sun Again.
I Found the Sun Again, yeah. And it says here, over the course of 5 decades, look at that. Steve Lukather's new, well, no, that's something else. I was reading something off of his website.
Oh, okay.
But, I liked it. It said it was co-produced by Ken Freeman. Did that ring a bell? Ken Freeman.
Maybe.
Also, who engineered... Oh, I see. And he mixed, too. I see. And so, on this, we have Jorgen Carlson and John Pierce, the bass playing bass.
Right. I know John Pierce's name. Jorgen Carlson?
No.
I'm sure if I pull on that thread, I'll be like, oh, that's that guy.
You know, right.
Those deals. Greg Bissonette, of course, on the whole thing on drums.
Right.
You said before Jeff Babko, who I believe
he's the
keyboard player for the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Really?
Yeah, and he followed us a long time ago. He likes the Art Rock Show. So, hey, Jeff, hope you're listening. So you're going to hear a little bit of yourself now.
Oh, how cool.
Right. I believe that's who that is. I may be thinking of somebody else, but I think Jeff Babko is the keyboard player for Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
So what tune are you going to play?
All right, we're going to feature, I love this one. This is called Serpent Soul.
Okay.
And this is from the Steve Lukather album. And this is really, really, really cool. I'm digging this one. So without any further, let's jump into this one. Here it is, folks. Serpent Soul.
We'll be right back.
to the mud. Just another reason to say I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do this anymore. Can't take the fall. I won't be your Judas girl. You think I'm a snake in the grass, but not so fast. Check yourself for a serpent.
So this, I Found the Sun Again features five original compositions, right?
Right.
And then it has three covers. One by Traffic, Low Spark of High-Heeled Boys.
Yeah.
Which sounds kind of gay.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Well, I was never into Traffic, to be honest with you. I'm not familiar with the song.
I guess because I saw Jim Capaldi and Winwood, Steve Winwood as writers.
Right.
I assumed it was a Traffic tune. What's the other cover?
Joe Walsh.
Oh, and Robin Trower.
Welcome to the Club and Robin Trower's right. Bridge of Sighs. Robin of Trower's Sighs. Is from where? He's from
He's from...
I forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
I forget.
Yeah. Again, I was never into Robin Trower's. And Joe Walsh, he's from the Eagles?
Yes, yes, yes.
Correct.
I mean, that I know, of course.
Which is very yachty.
No.
I'm just joking.
You said one time they actually made it on...
On the boat.
On the boat for something.
With Boz. They were doing background vocals. The Eagles were doing background vocals.
They floated the boat for something.
For Boz Gag. Love, look what you've done to me.
Okay.
Never thought I'd fall again so easily.
So they snuck in the side door.
Yeah. Oh, the background, the harmonies are killer.
The porthole on the side, they snuck
right,
in.
Right. So and good. I like what Steve says here, that all the tracks were cut live. No clicks, no fix, no rehearsal. One run through. Yeah. Recording the whole record was take two. Not bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Robin Trower was in Procol Harum.
Ah, you see, yeah, Procol Harum. I wasn't into Procol Harum, you see.
What is it, Brighter Shade of Pale, that whole thing?
Those are beautiful songs.
Yeah.
But, that was not...
They're like a 60s group.
Right, right. That's right.
So what are you playing now? You're playing that Traffic tune, right?
Let's do that one, the Low Spark of High-Heeled Boys. Let's check that one out.
Let's get in touch with our feminine sides here.
But of course!
And see what this sounds like.
Yeah, baby.
I don't even know the original tune, so I'm just curious to hear
me neither. Let's check it out. We'll hear it. All right, here it is. Sounds almost like take five.
No, the intro sounded the like intro. You know, it's not in five. It was something that reminded me of the opening riffs of take five, you know, Dave Brubeck.
Yeah.
I'm gathering now that this album for Lukather is kind of a love letter to the 60s. You know, I hear a lot
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of his and things that formed him, you know, his formative years with the 60s. You know,
he's a little
older than us, so.
That's right. He, in fact, there's one song. It's called I Found the Sun Again. It's very shagadelic. It's very 60s okay. hippie sounding.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a favorite of mine. It just doesn't do it for me. It's a beautiful song. It's just not my cup of tea. You know?
Yeah, like I said, I think it's just a love letter to the 60s.
Yeah, man. He had a lot of fun. I get it. This album is something personal. And that's awesome.
Sure. And he can be afforded that, you know.
Absolutely.
So
now that doesn't mean that, you know, we're gonna love everything on it. No.
I don't think he cares.
Exactly.
That's what I mean.
Right.
He's afforded the opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
He doesn't care what we think.
But you know, I have to be honest. I can't sit here and say, "Oh, I love everything," when I don't.
Right.
You know what I'm
that's
saying? It's just the way it goes. But I love this next one, "Run to Me." It's great. It's a fun song. And it features Ringo Starr.
Oh, cool.
You know? Yeah. And Joseph Williams, interesting, was doing writing the string and horn arrangements and tracking the keys on it, too. And both Page and Williams wrote this. So it's a lot of fun. Great tune. Yeah. This is Run to Me. Check it out. got a kind of a Beatle-ish feel, doesn't it, Joe?
Why wouldn't it? How could you not? Right?
How could you not, right? I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, all in all, I'll tell you the truth. I really love Joseph's album more. And then, but the Steve Lukather album is really strong. It's very versatile. It's definitely personal to him,
I
feel.
It's a theme album, yeah.
It's a theme album.
I think Joseph just had some of those tunes in his back pocket. And I think Luke just wanted to do a little theme album.
I agree. But both albums, I think, are very strong. So, folks, if you haven't purchased them, jump on it. Really great stuff. We're going to move on now. I wanted to... I believe in one of the shows a while back, we briefly touched on Alan Gorey. Alan Gorey is, Joe knows, this is a Scottish-born bassist from the Average White Band.
Yep.
And he had one solo album that he recorded in 1984. It was released in 85. And it was great. It's a shame. I don't know if the label didn't get behind it, obviously. This did nothing. I never even heard of this until this year.
I can't believe that.
That Todd, one of the listeners, you know, told me about it. But the album is killer.
Yeah, for 85?
Yeah.
He had all the heavy hitters. I mean,
Oddly
enough, a carryover from the last two things, you got Jay Gruska.
Yeah.
This is 85.
Yeah.
And Jay Gruska was on those the last two albums we were profiling.
That's right.
And then we got Nathan East, Michael Landau again, as
Dan Huff,
I was mentioning before.
Joseph Williams.
Mark Jordan.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
You know, our buddy Mark Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, he has the other Michelle Gruska. I think she was on the other two.
Look at this.
All over the place. Yeah.
Look at this. Keyboards, Larry Williams.
Paulino Da Costa.
Sure.
Percussion.
Michael Boddicker. Joseph Williams.
You're playing That Kind of Girl.
Yeah.
Which your buddy Joe Pazullo is on.
Oh, I know.
Is that why you picked it?
I just love this song.
And Jai Winding, which is, or Jay Winding, I think they say Jay.
Yeah.
He co-wrote New York Minute with Don Henley.
Ooh.
Which is a great tune.
So all these songs are being played on Atlantic Coast FM, folks. Just wanted to let you guys know. And this one is one of my favorites off of this album. It's called That Kind of Girl. Again, this is from the Alan Gorey Sleepless Nights album. And I want you guys to check this out. If you haven't heard it on Atlantic Coast yet, you will. But here it is, That Kind of Girl.
By chance, and when you get the glance, you think she's calling. I look to see if she's alone. You're deep inside the danger zone and falling. Your body starts to tremble. There's a shiver in your soul. You're sure this invitation is for real. Oh, soon you get the message that the girl is in control of everything you're gonna feel. She's that kind of girl. Oh, oh, oh. She'll take you out of yourself. Say, silence is the giveaway. She's got you, caught you. You might have shied away before, but you're not walking anymore. Not you, not you. Now you know there's only one thing left to do, to keep the situation under hand. This is the message, and it's got to come from you. You know she's gonna understand. She's that kind of girl. Ooh, oh, oh. She'll
This is my favorite off of this album. I think it's really, really funky. Love it. Love the groove on that.
Are you going to play something else from that album?
Yeah, we're going to feature. Okay. Yeah. The next one I want to feature off of this album is Electric Between Us. And it sounds a lot like a Kenny Loggins mid-80s stuff. You know?
Yeah, it's funny. He says the word, well, the phrase danger zone in the last tune.
Does he?
Yeah, we laughed at it. Remember when it went by? I actually said Danger Zone.
Oh.
So 80s.
Oh, big time.
So I guess he was listening to a lot of Kenny Loggins, which would explain the next tune.
Sure.
So, yeah, let's hear it.
Here it is. This is Electric Between Us, Alan Gorey. Song,
you gotta be good.
This song sounds really dated. It's funny how that kind of girl, the first one we played, is still
not
pretty
relevant. Not so much, yeah.
Not so much.
This one, I could see it in a movie in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're all like some hot hotel resort and a bunch of like guys working there, and there's a whole bunch of hot chicks running around in like fluorescent bikinis.
Yep.
And there's like a workout montage going on while that song's playing.
Absolutely.
Like Samir said, with a lot of teal and purple and hair gel and shoulder pads, you see it all happen.
Yeah, that song, like I said, it's not one of my favorites. But, you know, I figured, let's play it. Why not? You know, let's give it, you know what I mean? But that being said, Sleepless Nights, the title track of the album title track, this I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one coming up, I really like a lot. But it's funny, that song, like I said, it just sounds so, it has that dated 80s Kenny Loggins Danger Zone. Some of those songs are cheesy, man. Woo! Yeah. You know, the cheese level is up. You know, flying off the hills. You know?
And you'll only hear it here on the Yacht Rock Show.
Well, we got to keep it real.
Yeah, hey, we take you back in time.
Yeah, you know.
Whether that's good or bad, I don't know, but we take you back in time.
Some of these songs, bro, I'm like, ay, ay, ay. You know, I cringe, you know. I'm with Samir on the, you know, when he's, you know, I'm with him.
Yeah. I always know the gauge when the song starts and I hear Samir laughing in my headphones.
But I feel it too. I'm like, ugh. You know? But what are you gonna do? It's from that period.
It's part of history.
Right. So by the way, wanted to let you guys know that these songs are all being played on Atlantic Coast FM. And folks, the best way to get the best sound experience is to download the Radio King app. Then you tune in Atlantic Coast FM. You're going to hear the difference in the sound quality. All right? Just want to give you guys a heads up. And big news coming up. Big meeting tomorrow. I don't want to get into details. Joe knows what I'm talking about. It's about the Yacht Rock Show. And we got some nice big plans, man. I'm telling you. Even though we've been on hiatus, but it's been for a reason.
Right.
Because the Yacht Rock Show is definitely going to be, you know, moving on to a bigger stage. And I'm so excited. I think Joe and I, you know, we deserve it. We've, you know, let me pat myself
away
on the back.
Been plugging away for quite some time, right?
We have. I mean, you know, I hate to say it, but it's a real deal. We are the first ones that came into town almost 5 years ago. And then we had a bunch of Johnny come latelys, you know?
Yeah.
It's always like that, you know? And you know what? I find that flattering.
Some of them are pretty good. I actually listen to some of them.
Some of them are okay. I don't listen to them because I don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're a little different. Some of them don't play music. They just do like a talk thing, and I like those better.
And some of them, like you, I agree. Some of them are okay.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. All right. So
plenty more knowledgeable people out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, if you've got the goods, why not? You know? So I think, we're going to end with this one.
Yeah.
This is, again, the title track off of Alan Gorey's album. If you want to find this, folks, it's not easy to find, especially if you're looking for the CD. But if you're like me and you're a nut that loves to have the actual CD, if you dig enough, you'll find them.
Me too. I mean, who doesn't love liner notes? Now nowadays, they don't know anything about liner notes. I like to know who plays on the stuff, who produced it, where it was recorded. I always love that.
Yeah.
I mean, from the days of... I mean, I remember I was on the tail end of still getting an album, and you were laying on your bed listening to the album, looking through the big leaflet, the liner notes. Then it got smaller, and we had to deal with, we got to do it on a CD jacket. Now they're non-existent.
That's true.
Which is sad to me. But I think all those guys should get their fanfare, you know? Anybody who played or was involved in that, you know, that's what we're all about. So that's why we like to, you know, present it to you. That's why we try to give you as much liner notes and stuff as possible for this stuff.
And it's funny. CDs are still relevant.
Yeah.
You know? Isn't that funny?
I mean, I love them still.
Me too.
I just got one yesterday in the mail.
Which one?
This strange one called Notes with Attachments from Blake Mills.
Oh.
With Pino on it. So, you know.
Cool.
That's why
very cool.
Check that out.
By the way, I was going to feature, but we ran out of time. I was going to feature something new by LaFlex, which is a discovery that we made on the Yacht Rock Show. All these new yacht guys that we've discovered, folks. On the Yacht Rock Show. It's LaFlex, Ole Baroud, State Cows. We featured them a few years ago. Yeah, absolutely. And coming up is also very talented guy, Christian Gratz.
Okay.
Christian Gratz, coming up on the next show, we're going to feature Christian. Great album called 1981. very talented guy. I like this. Like this a lot. We'll talk about that next week.
So folks, until then,
Eddie and Joe say, I'm so glad.
Go ahead. Finish it.
Nah, I just wanted to say it's always fun to hook
it's
up
good
with
to be
Joe.
Back,
it's good to be
John.
Back.
Yeah.
And with Samir on the wheel. Yes. I miss you, Samir. So, guys, enjoy this one. This is Sleepless Nights off of the Alan Gorey title track album. And we will catch you on the next Yacht Rock Show. See ya.
Thank you.